Are you lucky enough to live close to local parks? While some Australians are lucky to be surrounded by native wildlife, many others are not as lucky. With a rising worldwide population, many potential park spaces are used for much needed housing. So what is the solution? Pop-up parks or parklets replace an existing parking space with a small social green space. These pop-up parks have been a staple of many cities, with San Francisco first using the concept in the early 2000s. So will parklets soon be the commonly found on Sydney streets? To learn more, we are now joined by Dr. Mike Harris from the University of New South Wales Built Environment. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. My pleasure.
Now, firstly, I just have to ask, what are parklets? What do they look like? What makes them unique?
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess you can imagine a parklet is basically like a plug-in public space that you can use to replace a car parking space. So, if you're a council, a local council, for example, or even a local community group or business group for that matter, and you've got a high street or a main street that you would like to add more life to or kind of activate, as they say, and you've only kind of got these footpaths and you don't really have much public space, you can use what is now called a parklet to kind of plug in a new little social space, kind of as you mentioned. And the idea is that then it kind of, it gives people place somewhere to sit and somewhere to kind of hang out that the street really didn't have before. So in that way, it's kind of like giving it a new lease on life, I guess.
That sounds so interesting. And is it actually converting car spaces or car parking spaces?
Yeah, so it's usually, they're temporary,
So
you basically just replace, and I guess the kind of way you can think about car parking spaces is they are these kind of temporary storage modules, in a sense. So really what a parklet does is just take up one of those modules for a period of time. To kind of create a use that is different from that very single kind of focused use of the car parking.
And is there anywhere that we can visit a parklet in Sydney?
Oh, there is actually. So there are examples in Waverley and in Randwick, the city of Sydney, and I think there's some popping up in the western suburbs too, more recently around Penrith. But you might have to be quick because they're temporary. They kind of, they're there for a period of time and then they're gone.
That kind of brings a charm to it, I think.
Mm.
So how would you find out if there's a parklet? Is it more just stumbling across and finding it or?
Look, you're usually more likely just to stumble across it. They might be kind of, advertised very locally, but generally people just kind of stumble across it. So it kind of, it does need people to kind of find them and then use them for them to kind of get their effect. They're usually quite popular. So then once some streets see them in one location, often then it's like, okay, maybe we can get one of those for where our cafe is or, where my local street is. So then you kind of start to see locals kind of actually get more interested in the public domain in a way that they probably might not have been, interested in before.
And when we talk about parklets, what are the benefits the community have from these spaces?
Well, really, it's a social benefit for sure. So, and I guess if you think these days, cafes are probably a fairly important social meeting place. Some people just leave the house only to go to kind of hang out at a cafe. So, some cafes have spill out space, whereas these kind of provide a public space for that type of socialisation, for the public. So it's not just associated with a cafe, although it might be, really kind of anchored to one if it's right out the front. But it's kind of like, they're kind of more like plazas than parks, I would say. I think that the parklet thing is the parking space,
right.
But there. So you might get a tree or some shrubs kind of plugged in there, but really it is like a kind of public plaza, like a little mini public plaza for people to socialise and also just to be able to spend time in the street. Because often in streets, there's not a lot of seating. There's not a lot of places just to sit as just a member of the public.
And I think it's great too because I've seen one of, now that you've described it, I think I've actually seen one in my local area where we had like this pop-up space of tables and chairs. And it was really like quite surprising to see it in the middle of a street that's normally open and flowing. It was closed. And I think one good idea is that people can spend time in public space without having to buy a coffee or without having to spend an exorbitant amount of money.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and that's the thing. At the end of the day, and even the ones in Australia tend to be local government funded and organised. So I know in some other locations, particularly San Francisco, often they're kind of constructed and managed by local businesses. So there is sometimes a concern that there's a bit of a kind of commercialization of the public space. But the way it seems to happen here is that it's very much public. Like there's no kind of feeling that it's being taken over by a commercial entity. So you're right, you know, it is a purely public space. So, you know, you do kind of, I mean, I kind of tend to like to say that the good thing about parklets is they return public space to the public, because previously, you know, that was kind of basically a car parking space which is being used for a very kind of a private reason for, you know, one person to kind of park their car. You know, whereas now it's kind of this public open space open to anybody that just wants to kind of hang out in public space.
I love that. That sounds absolutely wonderful. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for, but thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you, Marlene.